Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. We hear people talking about developing a kinder, more gentle nation, having a group of people, a society of people who actually care about others, people that care about others' survival, they care about others' health, and they care about other people's wellness, and they go out of their way to show it. So how do we develop a nation like that? Where does that begin? On today's show, I'm talking about being kinder, being gentle, and how in order to do that as a whole organized group of people, it has to start with the individual. We have to start within ourselves and our own life to facilitate that type of mindset, that type of mindfulness, and that type of not only internal feeling, but also how that internal feeling actually becomes an external feeling, an external action. I find it very interesting because often we want to do this blanket thing. We want to have everybody be more kinder, be more gentle, all this great stuff, and I totally agree with it. But oftentimes we don't give people the tools to figure out how to do that for themselves. You know, we can't do for others what we can't do for ourselves. We can't give to others what we don't even know how to give to ourselves. And we can't teach others what we don't know. And so on today's episode of Live Your True Life Perspectives, I want to break down some concepts. I want to talk about how we can prioritize our health on a daily basis. I want to talk about raising awareness. I want to talk about being kinder and being, I guess, more you in everything you do. You know, I find that oftentimes the reasons why we aren't exactly who we are all the time is because we feel insecure about it, stressed out about it, worried that other people won't accept us. But I think it goes farther than that. I think it actually goes further into the fact that maybe we don't exactly know who we are. Perhaps we don't really have a good grasp on what defines us or how we want to be defined, right? Why does something have to define us? Why can't we define ourselves? I find it very interesting. And I find that oftentimes we ourselves, the individual, is the person that puts themselves down the most. And yes, I'm not saying that this world is a simple, easy place and everything you do is easy and you'll get everything you want. No, that's not the case. But oftentimes, we become almost our worst enemy, if not our worst enemy. We seem to find the chinks in the armor and we tend to judge ourselves over it. We tend to belittle ourselves. And we tend to see other people as having everything that we do not have. We see other people having the things that we think we need. We see other people getting the accolades, getting the job promotion, you know, and all the paparazzi pictures, what have you. And we begin to look at that and judge ourselves as to what we have not achieved. And I find it interesting because I feel like in those situations, we are doing more harm than good. We all have a tendency, I think, not all of us, but many of us, the majority of us have a tendency of seeing the things we do as small. We see the things that we do as not having as much zing or zest as other people's stuff, and we tend to judge ourselves based on that. Very interesting. And in the process, we basically hold that stuff and those issues against ourselves, really unconsciously to some degree, and sometimes quite consciously. I found that the impact of technology with social media concern has really done a number on a lot of us, because we judge ourselves based on what we see in those pictures. We judge ourselves based on the way that people are shown on Facebook. I had a client recently that was, you know, trying to, really make the home a really nice place for her family, and her child just got out of the hospital, and she was trying to be the Martha Stewart, you might say, and she went online and saw a lot of stuff, and it made her feel quite inadequate, because she began to judge herself against some other people that she had seen on Facebook and Instagram, and it upset her. And it's hard not to, because it's hard to stay in our lane. It's hard to stay in our lane because we see people doing all these things, and we begin to wonder, are we in the right place? Are we doing the right thing? Are we good enough? Are we good enough? And I think that's an interesting scenario to ask yourself. Are we good enough? Is this where we are? And why aren't you good enough? And self-worth and self-esteem issues are a huge deal. Many of us have these issues. Many of our lives are ruled by these issues. And many of us will carry this through the rest of our life. And I find it almost heartbreaking to some degree, because I've dealt with it myself. And when I look at the way that I've treated myself for many years, it's painful. Because, you know, it's interesting how you can look at other people as doing all this amazing stuff and look down at yourself. And I've worked on my self-esteem issues. Are they all gone? No. No. And, you know, some people would say, well, you know, having a little bit of that is good because it pushes you. And I can see that. But I also feel like self-acceptance is a really valuable thing to have. Self-acceptance without sitting on your laurels is a really great thing to have. And I find it quite powerful. And what I mean by self-acceptance without sitting on your laurels is you're not like over there professing your amazingness and, you know, how awesome you are. You're actually saying, hey, you know what? I really love myself and I care about myself, but you know what? I can push myself further. And, you know, I find it interesting. I was doing some research a couple of days ago, and right before I was interviewed on a newscast for the World Mental Health Day. And before I was interviewed, I did a little bit of research, and I didn't realize, to be quite honest with you, that 800,000 people die from suicide each year. 800,000 people. One person every 40 seconds. And suicide is the second leading cause of death among 15 to 29-year-olds globally. And 79% of the suicides occurred in low to middle-income countries in 2016. Very interesting, okay? So, and it's not just about the people that actually commit suicide. There's a lot of people that attempt suicide. There are indications that for each adult who died of suicide, there may have been more than 20 others who attempted suicide, who didn't die, but they attempted suicide. Okay, so let's think about that. First off, I think there's a lot to be said about the stress level, the anxiety, depression, mental health, everything that goes with mental health. There's a lot of things that are not being said and not being talked about. I've always found that mental health has always been the thing that's been kind of pushed under the rug. I found that even when I was growing up, you know, people didn't talk about it. And if they did talk about it, that meant that you were really, you know, certifiable, you know. And it was really sad, because people couldn't get the help because they were labeled. And the people that did get the help were labeled. And so I find it very interesting how it's okay to go to a hospital when you break a leg, but it's not okay to go to a hospital when you need to go and actually, you know, take some time to go into a facility to really figure out what's going on mentally in your life. You know, a lot of times when people take drugs, I'm not against all pharmaceuticals at all, but I feel like a lot of times people will get a drug and take a drug, a pharmaceutical, instead of taking that time with a doctor to really understand what's happening mentally and emotionally in one's life. You know, we go into the hospital for a broken leg, we go into the hospital for a surgery. Why can't you go into a facility to really get your head on straight and to really understand what's happening? I find that not knowing is one of the most troubling situations when we don't know something. When we don't know, when we don't understand, I find that troubling. And I think that that actually creates more of a problem. It's like not having the diagnosis for the disease. You don't know what the disease is, and it's scary, and you don't have a label for it, and you really don't understand, and you're in a position where people don't want to talk about it, so you're left to your own devices. When I return, I'm going to be talking more about raising awareness, but I'm also going to be talking about the ways that you can prioritize your health, how you can prioritize your health, how you can be a healthier version of you, a kinder version of you, a more gentler version of you that can impact the world, but can impact you as well. In order to impact the world in a positive way, we have to also impact ourselves in a positive way. It's got to go hand in hand. You can't have one without the other. And so with that being said, I'm going to give you the tools and techniques that you can use on a daily basis to facilitate that and to create that in your own life. If you haven't already, check out my YouTube channel. Go to YouTube, just Google YouTube, put in my name, Ashley Burgess, B-E-R-G-E-S, Ashley Burgess, and you'll find my channel with new video content uploaded every single week about relationships, overcoming adversity, and ways of prioritizing your health to have a healthier and happy life. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
Your old dog got a hitch in their giddy up. They may be suffering from inflammation and joint pain. Help them out and give them all natural Precious Paws. It's vet approved and has no dangerous side effects. Get nature's most powerful blend in one beef flavored tablet. It's available on Amazon. Give your dog the relief they deserve. Give them Precious Paws. They do it for you. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, or go to our website at PreciousPawsHealth.com. That's PreciousPawsHealth.com.
Are you looking for a new show to watch? Love seeing celebrities talk about their real life stuff instead of just hearing like popcorn questions about how much money they made at the box office last year? Don't you like to actually hear real conversations and see your celebrities really talking about real hard-hitting issues? Look no further. The Celebrity Perspective on Amazon Prime. Just search for The Celebrity Perspective on Amazon. If you're not an Amazon Prime member, you can take a 30-day trial and watch the show for free. The Celebrity Perspective with Ashley Burgess on Amazon Prime.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair, and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today, and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm discussing how you can be kinder and gentler to others and how you can be kinder and gentler to yourself. It all begins with us. What we do for ourselves, we can do for others. What we don't know how to do for ourselves, we can't do for others. What we don't understand and what we don't know, we can't teach others. So obviously being kinder and gentler to yourself is very important to being that way to the outside world. Right before the break, I was talking about the number of suicides, that 800,000 number every year, you know, one every 40 seconds, and how for every one suicide, there's like 20 or something attempted suicides that go along with that. And I find it interesting because I believe that when we hit that level, yes, it's the rock bottom level, but there was a way to get there, and there was a way to maybe work to not get there. I think there are things that we can do to offset that, even if it's genetic predisposition, even if mom was depressed and dad was depressed, there's still a way of overcoming that. It's just like if mom and dad were both alcoholics, there's a way of not falling into that trap. There's a way of overcoming that. You know, it's not like we have a sealed fate, okay? And so let's begin talking about those six ways to prioritize your health, how you can do that. And see, what happens is when we prioritize our health, it makes us reflect more to ourselves. We become kinder to ourselves. It shows that we care about ourselves. Do you see how this all works together? And because of that, we can actually be more effective. We can miss less work. We can be more there for our family and friends. We can give back more because we have more to give back. You see what I'm saying? We're not like emotionally bankrupt. So there's a lot of things that we can do here that are very powerful. Okay, the first thing that you want to do to prioritize your health that I think is very powerful begins with sleeping. One of the biggest things that I find when a client comes into my office is that they don't sleep. Sleep is not happening. And if it is happening, they're at the 4 to 5 hour mark, which is not that good at all. I think it's interesting how our society believes that the less you sleep and the more you work, the better you are. And I agree that I am a big time worker, but without sleep, you don't have that much. Without sleep, we're not able to be very effective. We might make a lot of mistakes. And some of the careers that you have out there, you don't want to be making mistakes. I mean, nobody wants to make mistakes, but surgeons, doctors, those kind of things, you got to really, you know, step up and realize that your sleep really matters. Many of you out there take that for granted. You think, I got 4 hours. But how are you really feeling? And I think that it shows internally, it shows externally, and I think you have to be aware of that to take care of your body, to take care of your mind, heart, and soul, and you got to begin with a good sleep. One of my biggest things about sleep is that you really want to think about sleep, okay, because I think the day is really kind of broken into like three parts. And if you look at it from a perspective of the 24-hour day, right, 24-hour day, many of us work at least 9 hours. I would say some people work 8 hours, but I'm closer to the I'm at the 12 hours, 13-hour days, and so that's already a large chunk of the day. Then you had the preparing to get ready. Then you have at least having some sort of bite of dinner, seeing the family, or just taking a chance to watch a movie or watching a TV show before you go to bed. And then you have some time. So I'm really thinking that, when you break it down, I think that 7 hours for most people is the proper number of hours of sleep. And there's a lot of tools that you can use to figure that out. They have some apps that can actually check your sleeping behavior. You can go to do a sleep study. But one of the things that I found, instead of paying a bunch of money, is just try to figure out how much sleep do I need to feel good, okay? And try variations of that time. So let's say that 8 hours for some people, let's say that's too much. Let's say like you feel groggy. Okay, so what about 7.5? Still groggy? Okay, what about 7? How's that? And trial by error, and set that alarm and go to bed at the proper time. Count how much time that is. Set the alarm and see how you feel. And it's all trial by error. Nothing is one size fits all when it comes to us. In the human form, nothing is one size fits all. Okay, we're all different. We're all wired differently to some degree. We have our own personalities, our individual things that we love to do, the things we hate, the things that we don't do well at, the things that we really excel at. All of these things very powerful, but we can't sit there and look at ourselves as being a cookie cutter. We've got to realize that this is going to be an individual type thing. Okay, so sleep. Sleep is the bedrock for everything, I think. If you're not getting good sleep, you don't have clarity of thought, okay? If you're not getting good sleep, you're more testy, irritable. When you're not getting good sleep, your body functions do not work properly, okay? The functions that need to be done at night when you're sleeping needs time to do it. And if you'd like to do some research into that, because I don't want to focus just on sleep, but I want to get you curious enough to go online and do your research to realize all the metabolic stuff that is going on while you're sleeping, all the stuff that's happening that's good for you, that you really need to spend more time in that bed sleeping to get the most out of that sleep schedule and to get the most out of that time so that you can rebuild and repair your body, because that's when it's happening. The time when you're rebuilding and repairing is not when you're walking around all day at work. It's when you're at home in bed asleep, okay? And so if you're cutting the corners on that time, the repair is also being cut in half, if not even more. And so it's not really even happening. The next step and the next way to prioritize your health after sleep is being aware of what you are eating. I know. Harp it, Ashley. I'm on the soapbox, but I'm telling you, we are what we eat. We are what we see and hear. Right? Yep. We are what we eat. We are what we see and hear. And this is a big deal. And when we're not eating well and we're not taking care of our body and we're ingesting things that are not good for us, we're not showing ourselves that we care. We're not being kinder to ourselves. We're not being gentler to ourselves. We're actually being mean and crude and rude because we're giving our body stuff that we cannot use. Stuff that gets in the way, stuff that clogs our arteries, stuff that slows us down, stuff that gives us belly aches. I mean, some of the biggest indications alone of the things you shouldn't eat is the stuff that makes you hurt. If you're hurting, feeling bad, some of you are eating stuff that's making you have trouble focusing. Some of you are eating stuff that makes you want to sleep immediately. Too heavy, too much heavy food, and too much of it all at one time. Some of you are eating things that your stomach immediately starts hurting, okay? Note to self, probably either allergic or your body's having a trouble breaking it down and processing it, Very important, okay? Things to not overlook. Occasionally eating stuff that's not great for you, okay. But really think about how many occasions is that okay? Because it does mess with your system, and it takes several days to go back to the way it was. It's not a bad thing. It's just something that you want to be aware of. So what is the kind of food that you should be eating? Because remember, not just being kinder and gentler, but actually helping to offset depression starts with self-care. It starts with your self-care. And self-care, like I said, starts with sleep, but self-care also is with your eating. And we need to eat the food that actually fuels our brain. Brain food, they say. So what do you think brain food is? Because a lot of people don't really think about what's good for them. A lot of people really don't know what they want to eat. And oftentimes kind of find yourself in a catch-22 where you're eating stuff that's probably not good for you, eating whatever's convenient, you're not feeling that great. So to me, good brain food that's good for your body begins with eating fruits and vegetables, lots of vegetables. Fruits are okay. You don't want to go crazy on fruit. Okay. I mean, if you're not eating any sweets and you're not eating any candy and all that stuff, fruits are a good thing. But a lot of times we're eating sweets, we're eating candy, we're eating all this kind of stuff. Because remember, sugar is sugar. Yes, non-processed sugar is a lot better than processed sugar, but being aware that sugar is sugar. Okay, so eating fruits, eating lots of vegetables. And when we're eating these vegetables, we're not globbing them with a four cheese sauce, right? We're not frying up our cauliflower tempura style and putting sriracha on it. Okay, remember, I mean, yes, does that sound good? Mm-hmm. Is it good for us? Mm-mm. Okay, so when I return, I'll be talking more about what that brain food looks like and how to really add that into your day-to-day life to treat yourself better, kinder, and more gentler. If you haven't already, check out my website, ashleyburgess.com, ashleyburgess.com. And don't miss the Celebrity Perspective now on Biz TV. The Celebrity Perspective now on Biz TV. Don't miss it. Go to biztv.com. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives. We'll be back this time in two shakes.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done! Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
You love your car, and so does CarCheX. We're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and have been helping people avoid spending a fortune in costly car repair bills for almost 20 years. For about $2.50 a day, you get the peace of mind in knowing that your expensive repair bills may be covered by a vehicle protection plan. Think about if your air conditioner or the transmission goes out. That could cost you a few $1,000s. Or you can get protected with CarCheX and pay only a standard deductible. For about $2.50 a day, you can make sure you don't get stuck with the bill for covered repairs. Keep your car in tip-top shape. For a completely free quote, call CarCheX now at 800-958-5207. 800-958-5207. That's 800-958-5207. Or visit getprotected.com. That's getprotected.com.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm giving you ways of being kinder and gentler to yourself, ways to prioritize your health, and those things will catapult from your individual life into the way you treat other people, into our society, and making our country a kinder and more gentler nation. Okay. Powerful stuff here today. You know, I always think it's very powerful when we take responsibility for our own life. It's a very powerful situation. I feel good about it. I feel uplifted. I feel powerful, and I think you will too. And one of the things that you can do, like I was talking about before the break, to prioritize your health is sleep, getting enough of it, figuring out what enough is for you. There's a lot of things that take place when you are sleeping as far as your body is concerned. And it needs the time to do all of that work. And if you're not giving your body enough time to do that work, it's not getting done. Okay? And that's something you want to be very aware of. Because if it's not being done, then what's happening? Your body is breaking down. And things aren't happening the way they need to. And so sleep is so vital to our quality of life. The second most vital thing, I think, is your eating. You've got to eat quality food. You've got to eat brain food. Lots of vegetables, lots of fruits, and healthy fats are really good, and they've been linked to lowering your risk of depression and even suicide. You know, when we eat good nutrition, it improves the immune system. And remember, the immune system actually influences what? Our mood. So think about that. If you're eating good food and that improves your immune system, and the immune system actually influences your mood, what would happen if you do the opposite? Interesting, huh? So if you're eating the opposite of nutritious food and it's in your immune system, what is it going to do to your mood? Quite the opposite from the nutrition. Okay? And in order to really work with ourselves and to be the best we can be, we've got to put the best into our body. And I know I'm the first one to love, you know, fried cheese. Oh, gosh. I went to the fair recently. We have a fair in the city that I'm based in. But it's actually the full state, so it's the Texas Fair, the Texas State Fair. And I went and had some fried cheese there with ranch, and I was in love, but I paid for it. I mean, because you feel bad. You don't feel good. It's not like your stomach's like, yeah, home run, you rock that one. It's more like, you goober, what are you doing to me? But, you know, once in a while, it's okay. You can't be a health saint your entire life. It's really, really hard. Some people can. I give it to them, but you know what? I just think that you're going to break at some point if you go really, really strict with yourself. It's not about being totally strict with yourself. It's being overall better, thinking about it more so, more often than not. And I think to begin with the nutrition is to say, you know what? I'm going to stop eating the processed food. I'm going to stop going to the fast food. And if you do just that for a little while, you're doing great. If you get rid of sodas, you know, for just a little while, or just start right now and limit down to one soda a day, you're doing great. But it's about the impact of all those things and taking that through to really impact your health on a day-to-day basis. Very powerful stuff. Very powerful. You know, another thing that you can do to prioritize your health, and I find this very powerful as well, is to exercise. Okay? Exercise. This is like the trifecta of self-care. Exercise. Exercise is powerful. You know, working out actually helps with your mental health. Did you know that? A lot of people don't. They just think it's a physical health thing. It actually helps with your mental health. And studies show that people suffering from depression have a smaller hippocampus than others. I know. You better watch out if you got a small hippocampus. I'm telling you. We're going to compare our hippocampuses after this show. See whose is bigger and whose is smaller. So, think about it. Studies show that people suffering from depression have a smaller hippocampus than others, okay? That means this is actually physical, okay? And I like to put that in perspective for people because I think people think depression is just like, I don't feel good or I don't feel happy. This is like an actual physical condition, okay? Like going back to segment one when I was talking about going to the hospital for surgery, going to the hospital for broken leg. Why don't people take the time to admit themselves in the hospital for mental stuff? Again, it's a real physical issue. Think about it. If you have a smaller hippocampus than I do, that's physical. That's a real thing. We can look at your hippocampus and go, man, yours is way smaller than Burgess's hippocampus. And think about that. And think about this. This will also cook your noodle or your hippocampus as well, is that regular exercise can actually promote the nerve cell growth in that part of the brain. Okay? Really. Regular exercise can promote the growth of the nerves and the nerve cells in that brain, which can improve brain function and can improve what? Going back to mood again, can improve your mood. So if you think about it, sleep will improve your mood, eating right will improve your mood, and exercise. So picking the right workout is really important because you want to pick something that you're going to do. You want to pick something that is that you really, really want to do. You want to pick something that you can do, and you want to stick to it. And you want to find a friend or accountability partner if you can as well, because that'll make sure that you show up to the gym or you show up to the, you know, to the, you know, outside at the street where y'all go run or walk around the neighborhood, whatever, you're going to show up because you got someone else depending on you. Now, that can't always be the case because I know some of us have different schedules. I don't have an accountability partner when it comes to working out because nobody has my schedule, it seems like. And everybody I've tried to work out with me, get to work out with me, is kind of, well, they haven't followed through, which is okay. We all have our responsibilities and stuff we need to do. But you can't saddle yourself up to somebody that's not going to show up. So I would really take the leadership role in this if you can and lead yourself to the gym, lead yourself to the walking around the block, lead yourself to getting stuff done and to promoting your health because it's very powerful. Because remember, this is real. This is physical. A hippocampus, that's in your brain. And if a small one can dictate depression and you can increase the size if you work out, well, that to me is a no-brainer. Okay, no pun intended. Another thing that you can do that I find very powerful that I suggest to every one of my clients is to really be aware of how much time you're on the phone. How much time are you on your phone? How much time are you looking at it? How much time are you on it? How much time is your head stuck in it that you've even forgotten that the outside world exists? Now, what I've found about it is when you're on the phone real quick, on and off, that's great. But when you begin to, like, saddle up to that phone all the time, okay, and you begin to spend countless hours on that phone, I find myself in those situations to feel very emotionally drained, very emotionally empty. Because it's like massive information overload. Also, there's a lot of people going through a lot of pain and suffering in this world, and I feel for everybody. But you've got to remember, okay, if you're emotionally bankrupt, if you don't have anything in the bank, you can't keep giving, okay. And I know it can be a little overwhelming, and I love Facebook, but it can be a little overwhelming when you see everybody that needs prayers and somebody's hurt and something else is happening. It can be overwhelming. And I send prayers and I do all that stuff and I really do think about that. But in the same account, how much are you doing that for you too as well? Very powerful stuff. Really think about that, okay? Really think about that because it can be information overload. And so taking a moment, what I try to do versus what I do, I'll tell you what I try to do. I actually try to take off an entire day, at least like 5 hours on a Sunday from my phone. Am I always successful? No. Have I missed on the 5 hours? Yes. What I challenge you to do is this. Can you take 2 hours off from your phone on the weekend? 2 hours, just 2 hours. It doesn't have to be 2 hours in the same 2 hours. It could be 1 hour here, 1 hour here. What if you try to do that and start implementing that right now and see what happens? See the power of what that'll grant you into your life, the amount of clarity that that can offer, and the amount of fulfillment you'll have by not being on social media and all that stuff for 2 hours of your weekend. It'll also bond you with the people around you. I think you'll have better conversations with your family. And I think you'll get more out of life because you'll actually be there instead of on the sidelines of life, thinking and looking at things through your cell phone. So try it out. It can be very powerful. And it is actually very powerful, but it takes you to be consistent and to try it. And if you just try it a few times, I think you'll feel good about it. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
Help your aging dog regain their flexibility and mobility they had when they were young. Give them all-natural Precious Paws hip and joint relief to reduce inflammation and feel better with no dangerous side effects. Works for working dogs and injured dogs, too. It's vet-approved and available on Amazon. Give your dog the relief they deserve. Give them Precious Paws. They do it for you. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, or go to our website at PreciousPawsHealth.com.
Are you dealing with a spouse who you suspect or has been diagnosed with borderline personality disorder? Are you unsure of what to do and feel as though you're walking on broken glass? Need direction to proceed with your life? I specialize in working with BPD and the victims of it. Go to AshleyBurgess.com, click on the contact page, and send me a message. I'll respond within 24 hours, and we'll set up our first session together so that you can get some true and authentic perspective.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-525-8891. 800-525-8891. That's 800-525-8891. Copays and deductible supply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
You could be my luck.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. Be safe and sound.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I've been talking about how you can be kinder and gentler to yourself, and how you do that is by prioritizing your health, prioritizing what is important, but prioritizing your health. And when we're kinder and gentler to ourselves, we do that to the outside world. We become a kinder, gentler person to other people, and then eventually people all together that prioritize their health become a kinder, gentler nation. It's a very powerful, very positive snowball effect that really is quite interesting and easily grasped when you see the process and how powerful it is. And it begins with self-care of the individual. It begins with self-care of yourself. And that includes sleeping, getting the right amount of sleep for you, not for other people, eating properly, the brain food that's important, exercising, which is very important. And right before the break, I was talking about putting down the phone. I know it's tough for you. I know it's tough for all of us. I know it's tough for me. And what I've figured out is if you can put your phone down for a few hours a week, whether that's on the weekend or what have you, it's very powerful. And it can do wonders for your mood. Because what I've found is that online, on our phone, we have information overload. It can really overcome, and I think it can really do a number on our senses and our mood, because there's so many things happening. There's so many people going through challenges. We're trying to be there. We're trying to offer our support. We're, you know, offering our prayers and all that. But on top of that, there's the news. There's what's happening. There's, you know, natural disasters. There's war. There's all this stuff going on. And on top of that, all the things that you haven't done, all the people you haven't communicated with, and it can be very overwhelming. So if you can take, just begin with 2 hours off from technology a week, it can be powerful. And usually the best time to do this, if you don't work on a Sunday, taking that 2 hours on that Sunday can be great, because it will really technologically detox you. Yeah, I know. I'm going to go on and coin that phrase, technologically detox you, and I'm going to do a whole series on that here in the future, because I think that technology can really, oh, man, it's intoxicating, right? It's addictive, but it also, I think to a lot of us, we don't realize that it makes us feel overwhelmed, and I think that overwhelming feeling almost makes us feel like we're in crisis mode. And I think that when you're bombarded by all that information, it's like you don't know where to start with it anyway. And so it's just like it's so much on the brain, and the brain just shuts down.
And then you're just trying to grasp at straws. What are you supposed to respond to first? What do you respond to second? And the list goes on, and it's very overwhelming. And so I find that 2 hours, and if you could take off a whole day, great, good for you. I mean, I'm very proud of you. Most people can't, but trying for 2 hours can be very powerful. Two more things is that, you know, oftentimes we see a therapist or a life coach as helpful, but we really don't figure out how to create that or how to put that into our own life. I mean, I understand that all of us are very busy. We have a lot of responsibilities. There's a lot of stuff going on all the time. But I found if we can make life easier, but we can also really get into the core of who we are, it can be very powerful. And so one thing that I've created in my own practice is I meet with clients, obviously, in my office like most people do, but that's not where I stop. You can be in a different country. I have clients all over the world that I talk to via Skype or FaceTime or VC, which is another platform for video consulting. It's very powerful. I also do phone consults too, and those can be very powerful as well. And so what I'm saying is that you can see a therapist just like you would go into the gym or something like that, but it doesn't even have to be that much of a struggle. You don't even have to go into the office. And I think if you can find someone that can really understand you from a therapist position or a coach or somebody that's a motivating factor for you, resonating with that energy on a weekly basis or a bi-weekly basis or a twice-a-month basis is powerful, and it can keep you really on target. And what I found with my clients is that working together, we get a lot of things done. Working together, I become the accountability partner. But also, it's not another barrier to what you have to do. Because oftentimes, like not going to the gym, we don't go to the gym because we got to get out of the house, we got to drive to the gym, whatever. When in reality, if we can make it simpler, we would actually attend. The same thing with therapy or life coaching. Why have to put that barrier to entry where you have to be there and show up? Why not just, you know, do it on a Skype call? Or if you don't want to be on video the whole time, be on the phone. And scheduling that type of deep, spiritual, personal, mental, emotional work will take your life to that next level. It's powerful stuff. And that powerful stuff really echoes the fact that you're taking care of yourself, that you're putting yourself first, and that you're being kinder and gentler to yourself, and you're actually doing things that actually make your life better. Last but not least is to remember to laugh. Try to not take things so seriously, okay? Try to remember to laugh in a positive way as much as possible. It'll take the stress, it'll take that edge off, okay? And laughter is the best medicine. Have you ever been around somebody and they started laughing and it was like contagious? And you just started laughing and everybody started laughing. And it was because, you know what, that's the way we need to be at all times. We need to, not all times, but for the most part, we need to be happy. We're here. We're doing some amazing stuff. I mean, I think a lot of us are really hard on ourselves. And laughter is the best medicine to not take things so seriously. To not put yourself down, to not be mean and critical to yourself, that's powerful stuff. So before I leave today and leave the studio and do my technology break, before I do that, I want to ask you, how much can you do of this to make changes in your life? Are you ready to be kinder and gentler to yourself? Are you ready to prioritize your health? Are you ready to take on some of this stuff? Are you ready to really, really be in charge of your sleep, your eating, your exercise, your laughter, your therapy, your coaching, putting down that phone? Are you ready to take this challenge? Because if you are, I know that you are going to be better than you were yesterday. I know you're going to be healthier and happier. And I know that this was going to outwardly shine to other people to impact the world around you. When you do this, you begin to be more aware, more conscientious about who you are, the power you have.
you begin to be more clear-headed and you're able to make better decisions. And better yet, you're able to be kinder to other people because guess what? It started with you. It starts with you. Everything starts with you. You as the individual is extremely powerful. With that power has great responsibility, so use that power for the good. Don't miss the Celebrity Perspective now on Biz TV. Check out the Celebrity Perspective on Biz TV. I think you'll like the show. And Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back this time. I'll be back this time in three shakes.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.